Along with cameras, you'll find them in projectors, microscopes, laser scanners, X-ray equipment. They give us a close-up view of so many things, it seems only appropriate that we take a close-up look at the optical lens itself. The lenses have just spent 3 hours getting a protective finish. It's time to wipe away any residue and make sure they're perfect. This particular lens is concave. She covers it to protect it while she cleans and inspects a lens with the opposite profile, convex. Then the convex lens goes to another technician who places it in a holding device. He looks into a microscope and adjusts the position of the lens until it's optically centered. He uses wax to keep the lens from shifting in the holding device. They give the lens another cleaning. Each one must be absolutely spotless before they proceed to the next step. Otherwise, dust particles could become trapped within the optical system and affect image quality. Now that the surface of the convex lens is immaculate, she dabs optical cement onto the center of it. She gives the other concave lens a little more scrutiny before she cements it onto the convex lens. She applies pressure to spread the cement between the two lenses. Cementing them together means they'll be less likely to shift around in the lens barrel. She checks for dust one more time. Then it's under the microscope for an optical alignment of this double lens. Because the cement isn't yet dry, he can push the top lens around and adjust its position. Next, they prep the barrel that will hold the lenses. A technician traces out lettering using a stylus, attached to a sharp tool that engraves information onto the lens barrel. It prints technical details that will tell the photographer just what the lens will do, things like focal length, the f-number, and the size of the aperture opening. These reference points allow the user to pull a picture into focus at the desired magnification. Now they double-check the design for this complex optical system and begin to pull all the pieces together. This singlet, or single lens, goes into the metal barrel first. Other lenses with various curvatures and dimensions follow. She places metal spacers between the lenses to separate them. Proper spacing will prevent aberrations in the image, such as blurring. Between installations, she covers the barrel with a piece of lint-free plastic because eliminating dust continues to be a necessity. One fleck could ruin this entire assembly. Using tweezers, she coaxes the last lens into the barrel. She installs a retaining ring to hold the stack of lenses down. Then she locks it into place. There's one final inspection. She examines the assembled optical lens from all angles. It takes a total of 6 weeks to make one of these optical lenses. And in the end, it's picture perfect.